everybody. We're Stereolab.
My name's Tim.
And I'm Letitia.
And you're listening to...
CFIC! The best radio station we've ever heard.
You're with 101.9 FM. This is Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Paige, and this is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, dab rock, everything but the kitchen sink. I'm super excited for tonight because it's going to be a 80s rock night. Yes, we're looking at hair metal, glam metal, everything that I grew up listening to that I was obsessed with. Like at 13, I found Scorpions and it changed my life. So tonight we're going to do a kind of a night based on that. And we're going to start off with Scorpions. So before, I'm not really going to be talking too much about what's going on because I just have kind of an idea of just listening to music tonight. So for everyone listening, this is Kitchen Sink and you're going to be listening to No One Like You by Scorpions, I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and The Boys in the Great White in the Bright White Sports Car. And this is Kitchen Sink. And yeah, have a good night. And we're going to be starting off with,
yeah. Here they come, the boys in the bright white sports car, waving their arms in the air. Who do they think they are?
Back with 101.9 FM. This is Kitchen Sink. You just listened to No One Like You by Scorpions, I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and The Boys in the Bright White Sports Car by Trooper. So we're going to have a fun little segment here before we keep going, but I want to remind you that CFRC is having a funding drive, so check it out. It ends December 31st. It keeps programs like this one, Kitchen Sink, going, but it also allows for upgrades on our station here that's over 100 years old, and it allows for more workshops so that new people can get into radio. So for sure, even if it's just a dollar, add to that funding drive because it does so much for our station and it keeps programs like mine, which I love, going. So check it out at cfrc.ca. The funding drive. Check it out. Okay, so we're gonna keep going with the music tonight, and we're gonna do 80s rock because you just heard it. It's The Boys in Brightwood Sports Car, which is the most Canadian 80s rock sound that you can hear. So for this very special night, I have a very special guest. So this is Lauren. She does some stuff with sports here at CFRC in the past, and she is here to talk a little bit about, in this icy cold night, we're talking a segment about why did it get so cold? Lauren, what do you think? Why did it get so cold?
Because it's exam season and let's keep everything unbearable all the time. You trying to do something? No, it's cold as hell outside and you cannot walk down the sidewalk without getting frostbite.
100%. I don't want my fingers out in the cold, and this is why we're talking about. So our next major segment that we're going to be speaking about right now, and that's what's getting into, is why all of a sudden are the kids younger than us, these first years, these 18-year-old people, why are they cooler than us?
Not even. Let's kick that back to like the 15-year-olds and everything. Like, they completely just hopped over that era of having no swag whatsoever. Like, I was not that age having any sort of like style or like oomph to myself.
I was wearing, like, you never go to an amusement park and there's hats that they're selling for $10 that look like a chicken or like a alligator. I was wearing those hats around the park thinking that I looked fantastic. These kids are out here knowing that this is like, this isn't fit with the Chanel purse that I ordered online 2 weeks ago. I don't understand that. When I was 13, I looked 13. I looked like a mess.
No, exactly. And like, here's the thing. Here's the difference. These kids aren't even going to be at like Canna's Wonderland or whatever. Like, they're going to be like, I'm on the way to the club downtown. Like,
right, they
that's
are
what
in
I
the
was
club.
Doing. I was not in the club. Like, I was...
In the club, we all not, was, fam. No. I'm so confused. You are 12.
Kids club. Kids club,
this
maybe.
This is kids club.
Local...
Have you ever been on vacation? There's a kids club. That's yeah. what's happening at the bars now.
It was literally like everyone who'd meet up at our local sports complex. Like, that was like the height of being a teenager. But now it's like the club. And I'm like,
their
I don't
think
so.
Their ID is a McDonald's join the club vibe. Like, I don't know. Like, they're snapping off all of those numbers
they
to get
the
in their
Mickey,
free Happy
the,
Meal. Like, I'm
Mickey
so
Mouse
confused.
Clubhouse membership.
They're still getting asked if they're old enough to have a Happy Meal. Like, this is crazy stuff. And we are out here, like, out in the club with them. Okay. So we're going to continue with this segment after a few more songs. So before we get going, though, I want to remind you that I finally am unleashing my Spotify so that you can listen to music that's playing on Kitchen Sink. So if you check out Paige Lang 5 on Spotify, I'm posting all of the playlists of everything I've been playing for the past few weeks and everything I've been playing since Kitchen Sink. So if you're interested in all of what I'm playing tonight or you're like a little bit interested, just check it out. It's Paige Lang 5. So let's keep it running. We're going to do Bring It On the Heartbreak by Def Leppard, The Kid Is Hot Tonight by Loverboy, and Come On Feel the Noise, and we will be back. Apologies for that. All right, let's keep it going. So this is Bring It On the Heartbreak by Def Leppard, The Kid Is Hot Tonight by Loverboy, and Come On Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot, and we'll be back.
Yeah.
101. You're back with 101.9 FM. This is Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Paige, and this is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, dad rock, brunch rock, everything but the kitchen sink. You just heard a little bit of Bringing on the Heartbreak by Def Leppard, The Kid is Hot Tonight by Loverboy, and Come on, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot. That Come on, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot got me through middle school. That was my favorite fucking song. Oh, that was my favorite song. I'm so sorry. It's not that late yet, but I pulled out the F word. I'm sorry, guys. But that was my favorite song for a long time. And so I'm super excited to have that sort of night tonight with you. This is going to be 80s rock. This is going to be 80s hair metal. That is what we're hearing tonight. And so before we keep going, I want to talk about CFRC's funding drive, which if you are recently tuned in, you need to pay attention because this is till December 31st. Programs like mine and programs like the one you heard before are all getting the money from that you are giving to the funding drive. So even if you want to give a dollar, that could do so much for the station here. It's over 100 years old, and a little bit that you're giving can help with the foundation and the running of the station. So I want to thank you so much for even paying attention and possibly taking a look at giving a little bit for us, because happy holidays and we really need to keep the station going because it is in fact student run. So today I have a very special guest. I'm here with Lauren, who is also an enthusiast. Say hi, Lauren.
Hey, everyone.
So she's also an enthusiast in 80s rock. What did you think about the last three songs we've been playing?
Absolutely vibing to every single song that's played so far. Like, absolute, like, hit after hit after hit after hit. Like, totally. I was listening to Bring on the Heartbreak by Def Leppard earlier today. I'm like, I could hear this a second time.
I know that's probably not what you're listening to normally with Def Leppard. Like, normally people go to the Hysteria album. They're looking at Hysteria. They're looking at Photograph by Def Leppard. They're also looking at like Rocket. They're looking at Woman. They're looking at all these songs that come from there. Yeah, 100%. 100%. So it's really worth it with Def Leppard. Take a look at their whole...
High and Dry is a phenomenal album.
Yes, we saw them a couple last year and they were fantastic. Check them out before it's too late, because what you're playing on this station, we don't know if it's forever. We don't know if it's forever here at the station. Before we keep going though, I want to just make a quick comment about, check out my Spotify, it is Paige Lang 5, and it's all the playlists that you've been hearing tonight. You like what's playing tonight, then please check it out. Also, if you like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, rock, anything, grunge rock, dad rock, anything, groovy rock, anything but the kitchen sink is played on my Spotify. So check it out, because I got all of the playlists from everything I played from December last year to now. So check it out, because that's all we got going. But also, we're going to talk about a little bit more about the rock that we've been hearing. So how has exams week been going for Lauren here?
Oh, I was going to say, yes, everyone better go listen to Spotify ASAP. It's an absolute banger.
Lauren knows me well. She has been living in my house.
I've been listening to the playlists. Yeah,
so.
But yeah, exam season, not too bad. Honestly, got like the tough ones out of the way already. I know a lot of people are probably home, to be honest. They're making their way home, but... just a lot of writing, and I'm just excited to like...
The weather outside is weather.
It's bad, and that also makes it so much worse. I don't even think sunlight was a thing for the past like 4 days, but like we're holding on right now. We're almost there.
Right, and this music is honestly getting me through. Like, don't tell me that you don't listen to 80s hair metal and you don't get excited about something. Like, it's kind of... like, I'll listen to a 70s groovy tune. I'm feeling good just to sit around. But when you go into 80s, you're like, I want to have a beer. I want to be excited about what's playing. And that's, like, kind of what we're trying to do tonight is keep everybody really excited about what's going on. And coming into the holiday season, be excited about the weather. Because, you know, it's not all bad.
Exactly. You need to find adventures. We honestly were just hanging out today. And now we're heading on an adventure tomorrow all the way down to Belleville to go watch a hockey game. So
yeah, we're going to go check out those hockey games. And we're really excited. Kitchen Sink is making a little bit of a journey. Anyway, so we're going to keep that journey going. So let's get into more music, because you don't want to hear us talk forever. So we're going to do Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue, a personal favorite of mine. Legs by ZZ Top and Laid on the Line by Triumph. And we will be back. This is Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Paige, and you're about to hear Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue, Legs by ZZ Top, and Laid on the Line by Triumph.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming on this long and winding road.
101.9 FM. This is Kitchen Sink, and you are listening to. You just listened to. I'm so sorry. Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue, Legs by ZZ Top, and Laid on the Line by Triumph. Triumph is something I always bust out during karaoke night, so I'm super excited to keep that running. So we're coming to the end of this hour, and I'm so happy to have you listening to Kitchen Sink, and I'm just like looking forward to a brand new year. And what we got going for the rest of the hour is Heaven's on Fire by Kiss, Uncle Tom's Cabin, and if we have time, it's Lonely is the Night by Billy Squire. So this is Kitchen Sink. Thank you once again for listening. This is Paige, your host, and have a great rest of your Thursday.
Getting closer.
FM. This is Kitchen Sink. You're about to hear Uncle Tom's Cabin, My Warrant, and Lonely is the Night by Billy Squire. Thank you so much for listening. I had a great time being your host tonight, and let's keep it going. It's going to be Uncle Tom's Cabin. Get ready for it.
In the wishing well, oh yeah.
You speak.